Phil Rizzuto had the great good fortune to work with immortals. As a ballplayer, he was a scrappy, skinny slap hitter who batted leadoff for New York Yankee juggernauts of the 1940s and 50s, teams that boasted all-time greats like Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and Yogi Berra. Amid all those sluggers, the Scooter played well enough to win a Most Valuable Player award one season, and Ted Williams, maybe the greatest of them all, paid him the ultimate compliment. If Rizzuto had been in Boston, he said, we'd have won all those pennants instead of New York. When the Yanks let him go in 1956, he moved up to the broadcast booth at Yankee Stadium, where again he found himself in a lineup of all-time greats. He split innings with Mel Allen and Red Barber, iconic play-by-play announcers whose mastery and elegance allowed an enthusiast like Rizzuto time to develop the eccentricities that so endeared him to the fans. His fear of lightning, his favorite restaurant, your Aunt Minnie's birthday, and the signature phrase that he's remembered for.
Fastball hit deep to right, it could be it! Way back there! Holy cow!
And that, by the way, was his call of Roger Maris's 61st home run. Over the decades, Phil Rizzuto's angular approach, his habit of interrupting himself, and his stream of consciousness commentary led two writers to compile transcripts of his broadcasts as poetry. It's a book called Oh Holy Cow, and here's one of those poems read by another fan, the late George Plimpton of the Paris Review.
Billy Martin, standing with his arms folded out there, boy, he was quickly off that bench. Well, look who has returned. He made a U-turn on the bridge. Bill White is back, and they are about to make a decision, and this could be a momentous decision. I can't tell by the way they're talking who's going to win this argument. He's out!
Late in life, Rizzuto was elected to the Hall of Fame on a wave of nostalgia and the endorsement of Ted Williams. At times, Rizzuto himself would concede that he didn't deserve it. He might have made his way to Cooperstown in the broadcaster's wing, but truth be told, he too often found himself nattering on about cannolis to pay attention to the game. More and more of the boxes on his scorecard were marked with his famous WW, wasn't watching. Historians will debate his qualifications as a player, too. The statistics alone don't support his case. But the author of 100 suicide squeeze bunts and thousands of double plays will be remembered as the spark plug of a dynasty, as one of the most colorful and popular broadcasters of his time, and finally, yes, as an immortal. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie Quees and Barry, talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Bada Blue. If Cooperstown is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
It was Willie.